Greater Boston homes are flying off the market in 5 days flat. Here's what that means for buyers heading into summer.
Let's start with the headline number. 171 properties sold across Greater Boston this week, with an average sale price of $1.29 million and an average price per square foot of $448. Those are not soft numbers.
And 5 days on market, that's the stat that really jumps out to me. What does that tell us about where we are right now?
It tells us inventory is tight and buyers are prepared. When the median and average price converge at $1.29 million, it also suggests a fairly uniform tier of activity. We're not seeing a lot of outliers dragging the average around.
So the market isn't being skewed by a handful of trophy sales. It's broad-based strength at that price point.
Exactly. 171 transactions in a single week is a healthy volume figure for this region, and when days on market sits at 5, sellers have essentially no negotiating disadvantage.
Let's pivot to something that might surprise buyers who are zeroing in on school ratings as their primary filter, because this week's deep dive complicates that picture.
It really does. The listicle we're drawing from looked at 10 Greater Boston towns where school construction budgets dwarf infrastructure spending, and the numbers are striking. Newton committed roughly $200 million to a new high school while pothole repairs go unfunded. Wellesley built a $75 million high school as its roads deteriorate.
And Lexington and Weston are in the same boat, $150 million and $100 million respectively on school construction, with infrastructure backlogs piling up.
Right, and the structural gap is significant. School construction projects run $50 million to $200 million, while annual infrastructure budgets in these towns typically land between $3 million and $10 million. The backlog in some municipalities is already $5 million to $20 million and growing.
So a buyer pays a premium to live in a top-rated school district, and then drives home on roads that haven't been touched in years.
That's the trade-off, and it's a deliberate one. These spending patterns reflect voter preferences. Schools are visible and prestigious. A repaved road is invisible the moment it's done. Municipal budgets mirror what residents vote for.
Which means the premium you're paying in towns like Newton or Wellesley isn't just for the school. It's also a subsidy for a spending philosophy that may leave other civic infrastructure behind.
Precisely. For buyers, the due diligence question isn't just how are the schools? It's what is this town choosing not to spend money on, and will I feel that in my daily life?
That's a genuinely different way to read a municipal budget. How would a buyer even start to dig into that before making an offer?
Town capital improvement plans are public documents. Most are posted on municipal websites. Look at the ratio of school capital spending to roads, water, and sewer over the last 5 years. The imbalance usually shows up clearly within 10 minutes of reading.
5 days on market means you may not have long to do that research, so the prep work really has to happen before you're in love with a house.
That's the discipline the current market demands. At $448, a square foot and a 5 day clock, buyers who walk in without having read the town's capital plan are at a real disadvantage.
Before you tour a single home this week, pull the capital improvement plan for any town on your list. Knowing whether your future town fixes roads or builds trophy schools could be worth more than the inspection report.